Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
I just completed teaching a five-day Utah Master Naturalist course through USU Extension on Utah mountains. The course allowed me to revisit the immense influence these lofty lumps in the Earth's crust have had on my life and the life of so many others. It was mountains that drew me here from the flatlands of Michigan. They have become my main source of spiritual renewal, of aesthetic pleasure, and recreation. I run, ski, and hike their trails, explore their hidden canyons and forests, revel in the rich tapestry of wildlife and wildflowers that adorn their slopes, and at present, need I say, seek relief from summer's heat. Having served 11 seasons as a seasonal wilderness ranger for the U.S. Forest Service, I was able to explore much of the backcountry and the Bear River and Wellsville Mountains of northern Utah. Beyond these, I've been atop King's Peak, the La Salles, Abajos, Cedar and Pine Valley Mountains, the Raft Rivers, and many of our high plateaus. But this is small potatoes considering Wikipedia lists 65 others yet to be explored in our state. Mountains are what we are. Without them, Brigham Young and the Saints would have continued their exodus onto other parts of the West for the rich resources mountains bless us with. Mountains equal water. This liquid gift provides over 80% of Utah's water, as they do for most other Western states. In the early years, they offered timber and rock for structures, including temples, tabernacles, and other historic buildings. Cool breezes followed canyons down to give relief from intense summer heat, and grew forage for cattle and sheep. The Ochre Mountains on the west side of Salt Lake Valley are host to one of the world's richest mines, yielding approximately 25% of the country's copper, about 12 tons of gold and 120 tons of silver. Going beyond Utah in the west, it is water springing from mountain glaciers that support over 2 billion people in China, India, and several Middle Eastern Eurasian countries. With rapidly receding glaciers from a warming planet, this has become a grave concern. On a lesser note, I recently accompanied a group of college students on a Yellowstone National Park pika inventory to follow their population trends as they are being impacted by a changing climate. I'll conclude with an 1877 quote from John Muir on his first entering the Salt Lake Valley. "The mountains rise grandly around about this curious city, Zion of the New Saints, so grandly that the city itself is hardly visible. The Wasatch Range, snowy laden and adorned with glacier-sculpted peaks, stretches continuously along the eastern horizon, forming the boundary of the Great Salt Lake Basin. While across the Valley of the Jordan, southwestward from here, you behold the Ochre Range, about as snowy and lofty as the Wasatch. The glacial developments of these superb ranges are sharply sculpted peaks and crests with ample wombs between them where the ancient snows of the glacial period were collected and transformed into ice, and ranks of profound snowy, shadowy canyons, while moraines commensurate with the lofty fountains extend into the valleys, forming far the grandest series of glacial mountains I have seen this side of the Sierra." This is Jack Green, writing and reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.